Get up and go show with the good guys at 95.9 KSOK. Montgomery Gentry. Ralph and I are big fans of Montgomery Gentry. Hi, Ralph McDonald. How you doing?
Good morning.
Now, you like Montgomery Gentry or Big and Rich better? And is Brooks and Dunn not in that argument?
For me, Brooks and Dunn is I mean, I like some of their stuff, but uh-huh. I'm more of a Montgomery Gentry fan.
Okay.
And I really like Big and Rich.
Okay. I like the way they sound. They don't harmonize. They sing the same note. Have you ever heard that? They sing like one guy sings this C and the other one goes an octave
lower. Right, they're an octave lower.
Yeah, they don't sing harmony at all. But they sound cool together.
Well, and that's the point.
Yeah.
That's what sets him off from everybody else.
And I told you I thought John Rich was a little egotistical, but then again, he is a country music star and a very good writer.
Yes. That kind of lets you set some rules that you don't get to set as a normal individual.
Well,
like
I told
me.
You, it just irritated me, because I do interviews for a living, but he had a class on how to interview him, and I didn't go to it because it just irritated me. He was egotistical. Am I being petty?
I don't know.
I think I am being petty. I can tell by the way Ralph's looking at me right now. Okay, Ralph McDonald.
The eye roll, the whole, you know,
I've been whatever, a lot of eye rolls
whatever, Marty, whatever.
Okay, we are talking about McDonald's Computer Service. This is where Ralph McDonald owns, and you have a little bit of information on internet security today.
Right.
We're going to talk about that all day.
We talked about it the last time, but internet security is probably one of the biggest topics that's out there. We're trying to protect our personal cyber footprint is the best way I can describe it. Trying to make sure that what you do online is as safe and secure as possible. Last time we talked about the fact that you need a good antivirus program, not multiple antivirus programs, but you need
a good one.
Antivirus program, not an internet security thing or anything like that.
And what do you suggest?
We suggest Panda Antivirus.
Going with that a long time, right?
Yes, we have. Okay. And they are a very good, solid product. We use them at the K County facility. We use them at the Elk County facility. The city uses it. We've got several businesses that uses it. And we put it into residential as well.
Okay.
So, Panda's cloud security is probably one of the best products that's out there. The other aspect of internet security is your firewall. Now, this can get a little confusing because most people think of a firewall as part of their internet security package with their antivirus program and all of this other stuff. Then you've got the Windows firewall. Then you have a firewall that's built into your router. And how do all these things, I mean, we got three.
How do you know which one's which?
Which one do we want to use? What do we want to do, you know? The first thing you need to understand is that your internet connection is like a giant pegboard, like what you would see where they hang tools on and that kind of stuff.
All right.
Each one of those holes represents a different connection to your computer, and they each have, the first 1,024 of them have specific uses, like email, web, certain games will use certain ports, secured connections will use certain ports. So those first 1,000 or so are specific.
Then, that's a lot.
Well,
I know there's a whole lot more, but that seems like a lot.
And then there's another 63,000 holes that are open to the internet. So you've got a guy sitting out there who is spending his entire day trying to figure out how to get into your computer and which of these 65,000 holes he can use to get in.
Okay, a lot of options.
Right. Now, a firewall basically acts like a door guard.
Okay,
you've seen the secure buildings in New York and that kind of stuff where they've got the doorman there and he opens the door, and if he doesn't recognize who you are,
you're not getting in.
You're not getting in.
Right.
Your name's not on the list.
Uh-huh.
You're not getting into the party.
Yeah.
So the firewall acts like that. Now, there are three different firewalls that we deal with. There's one built into our router, if we're using one. There is one built into Windows. Doesn't matter what version you're using, since Windows XP, there's been a firewall built in.
Okay.
And then a lot of people have these internet security packages. Again, this is one of the flimsier parts of those internet security packages, is the firewall. They tend to crack and break and not function well at all. If one of the three of them is not correctly configured, you don't get out on the internet.
Oh, really?
Right.
Okay.
So basically, you've put three barriers between the enemy outside,
Mr. Hacker,
and your computer. But at the same time, you put three barriers between you and the internet.
Okay.
Okay. So if one of those breaks, then you're not getting out. Usually, the one that breaks is the one built into the internet security package. Typically, I will have the firewall turned off. If there's an internet security package, I just get rid of that altogether. Sometimes I will turn the Windows firewall off, depending upon what applications and what I'm trying to accomplish needs to be done. And then sometimes I'll go in and disable the one in the router. The firewall really is nothing more than just plugging up all of those 65,000 holes and making sure that nothing's getting in or out that we don't want getting in or out.
Okay. So that's what you suggest. What do you suggest for everybody else that doesn't know what you know?
Well, the first thing I suggest to them, again, we go back to the whole, just get it a simple antivirus program. Use the Windows default settings for the Windows firewall. If you have a program, let's say a printer or something like that you're installing that needs to go out on the internet, it will actually, that software will actually configure the Windows firewall to allow access out for that. It won't allow things to come in, but it'll configure the firewall so that it'll function, that software will function properly.
Okay, good.
And then if you're experiencing problems, the next thing I do is go in and turn off the router's firewall and see if that's where we're having an issue. The other thing that you've got going on, and this is where people get a little confused, and again, this is a very kind of complex topic for such a short period, but you have something called NAT in a router. NAT is called Network Address Translation. So you have this IP address from your internet service provider that's public. That's everybody in the world can see that.
Right.
You don't want them seeing what's inside your network. So the router takes that public IP address and converts it into a private IP address for the various machines in the computer. And then it handles traffic through it to direct those that information to the correct computer or the correct component. NAT can sometimes be confused as a firewall. It's not.
Okay.
Because it's not plugging up those ports, but it is masking who you really are to the rest of the world.
Okay.
So it kind of acts as a wall, but it's not a firewall, so to speak. But NAT is a good way of confusing the enemy and figuring out, you know, okay, who's on the other side of this wall?
Yeah, you like that? You're just faking somebody else out, then.
Right, right. Okay. It's kind of like walking around with fake ID.
Uh-huh.
This is who I really am. Yeah, no, that's not it. Okay. So, and that's actually that is something that is pre-configured when you purchase a router. That's already configured. You shouldn't have to go in and do anything with it, but you can go in and change that based on what your needs are. You may not want to use the default settings, and a lot of times you don't, because they're default settings. Everybody in the world has the same default settings.
Okay.
So if I know what router you have and you're using the default settings for that router, I can go online and look up what those default settings are,
and I can get into your system.
Okay. Again, this is not your average Joe Blow person that's sitting next door to you and he's trying to get in. He's not going to be able to do that. This is for somebody that's out there that is deliberately looking, and this is what they do, and that kind of thing.
It's what they do all day long, and they're trying to get into your accounts, try to get your money, and try to get into your identity, and trying to get everything.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And how often does that happen to, say, somebody around here that they actually get into our computers?
Okay, now that's a good question, because the big thing now isn't so much, it's too much work to try and break into your computer, so we're going to ask you if we can get into your computer.
Okay.
We're going to call you up and say, hey,
that's the easiest way
I'm
to
from
do
Microsoft,
that.
And okay. We've noticed you've got a virus on your computer.
Okay.
Can you let us get access to it?
And no, I'll call you back.
Well, the first thing is, if you can tell I've got viruses, then how come you can't get in there and fix them already?
Yeah. So what do you suggest for everybody that right now? I mean, are we all using the right firewalls? Do most of us have that?
For the most part, if you're using the Windows firewall, then you're good.
Okay.
If you are using the Windows firewall and the Internet Security Package firewall for whatever antivirus program that you're using, if you're using both of those, you're asking for trouble.
Okay.
Turn one of them off.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. I don't care which one you turn off. Turn one of them off.
Okay.
If you have more than one antivirus program on your computer,
get rid of
all of them
except for one.
Right. Now, there's an exception to this. Windows 10 has Windows Defender, an antivirus program built into it. You cannot uninstall it.
Okay. So you're okay with that and Panda.
Right. Because that one will turn itself off. It knows, okay, you're installing something I need to shut off.
Okay.
Okay. They did a pretty good job of taking care of that. Now I lost track. Where was I at?
And the other one, the last one that is the other firewall that you have. Your third
the NAT.
One.
Network Access Address Translation. And again, that is something that is pre-configured, but you can go in and change that. Now, I will tell you that if you're changing that, you want to be careful because you can change yourself right out of
being able to. Most of us don't want to do that. We want to take that to you then.
Well, you want to have us for something like that, you'd want us to come out.
Okay.
Because we're going to want to get on your network with your router and change your information the way that you want it. Configure it the way that you want it.
Okay. And if we have no idea what to do, how do we get a hold of you?
You can always give us a call at 620-442-5091. You can ask for me, William, or Zachary. You can also come by and visit us. Well, you'll visit William and Zachary. I'm usually on the road at 111 South Summit.